This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's testimony from the heavens that this is the reality of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whenever we see a need, we don't think about zakah, we there. Just like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was there. Just like Umar radiallahu anhu was there. Uthman, la ilaha illallah, he was there. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he was there. They had their money in their hands, not in their heart. This spending for the sake of Allah is a manifestation of your iman. So now you tested with that wealth. You tested with that wealth. Is it more beloved to you, or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more beloved to you? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. We begin in the name of Allah, and we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To my brothers and sisters in Islam, Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu. May Allah's peace, may His blessings, may His safety, may His mercy be upon you all. And welcome to another episode in our Ramadan series 1445. Subhanallah, much of Ramadan has passed, but alhamdulillah, there is still much to come. And in today's episode, I want to discuss with you all one of the important acts from the acts of Ramadan, and that is the act of sadaqah. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always encouraged us to be charitable with our wealth, even if it is with a portion of a date. He always taught us never ever to look at the size of the amount that we're giving in charity, but to look at the reality of the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whom this charity is for. So it's not about the size of the charity, but the greatness of Allah for who the act is done for. This is part and parcel of Iman. It's part and parcel of Islam. And no doubt it has to be part and parcel of the month of Iman and Islam. The month of Ramadan, a month that we always call Kareem, a generous month. Sadaqah is not just something ingrained within the texts of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but first and foremost in the Quran. In fact, at the beginning of the Quran, in the opening pages of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people of Iman. And He says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Subhanallah. Allah says that this book is a guide without any doubt for the people of taqwa. And when you ask the question, who are the people of taqwa? Allah says they are those who have the following qualities. They believe in the hereafter. They establish the salah and they spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Have you ever thought about this whenever you read the Quran? How many a time we see sadaqah connected to salah and zakah connected to salah? Wa aqimu salata wa atu zakah. We have this in Surah Al-Baqarah and other parts of the Quran. Establish the salah and give the zakah. Establish the salah and give the zakah. This is in countless places in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That subhanallah, Islam really sets the bar for us. And it teaches us that part and parcel of our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this financial worship. To worship Allah with your wealth. That this spending for the sake of Allah is a manifestation of your iman. And one of the things that really is difficult for us to part ways with is money. And perhaps it's because we spend our sweat and blood to get that money. And the people of the past, they would say that wealth is the twin of the self, because you have to give up a part of yourself to gain that wealth. Subhanallah. So now you tested with that wealth. You tested with that wealth. Is it more beloved to you, or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more beloved to you? Unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, it seems that we've sort of reached a stage where whenever there's a call to do something good, to do something charitable, we always speak about zakah. Is it zakatable? Is it zakatable? This is the question that is commonly asked. To the extent, subhanallah, that gymnastics now is being done with the rules of zakah to try and widen the scope of zakah for the funds for charitable causes to come in, so that these charitable causes can take care of the objectives that they have been set up to take care of. And this is problematic, especially for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, my brothers and sisters in Islam, previous nations had to pay 10% in zakah. This nation only 2.5%. Allah only decreed 2.5% for the Ummah of Muhammad. But previous nations, 10. It's testimony. It's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and through deduction we can deduce this, has revealed that those nations had to give 10%. in an obligatory way. But the Ummah of Muhammad is an Ummah of benevolence. We will only take from them 2.5 and they will cover the rest by themselves. SubhanAllah. It's testimony from the heavens that this is the reality of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whenever we see a need, we don't think about zakah, we there. Just like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was there. Just like Umar radiallahu anhu was there. Uthman, la ilaha illallah, he was there. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he was there. They had their money in their hands, not in their heart. In fact, you know what? Talking about this discussion on zakah and sadaqah, the pious before us, they would give their wealth in zakah. What they had to pay in zakah was given during Muharram or the sixth month of Diyah. If you look into the books of fiqh, this idea of Ramadan being the month of zakah is one of the weakest views of the views of the scholars of Islam. The stronger view is that the month of Muharram was the month for zakah. And the second view is that the sixth month of the Islamic calendar was the month of zakah. It is as if the Sahaba and those before us, they would give out their obligatory alms, that which they had to give out for the sake of Allah in an obligatory way before Ramadan. So they could focus in Ramadan on sadaqah, subhanAllah. To worship Allah in this voluntary manner in the month of generosity. And sadaqah across all spectrums, right? And all categories. But in the month of Ramadan specifically, and we are in the month of Ramadan, then no doubt feeding. The pious before us and the Sahaba used to focus on feeding. Why? Because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man fattara sa'iman, that the one who feeds a fasting person, that they will get the rewards, the same rewards as the rewards given to the one who fasted, without Allah reducing any rewards from the one who fasted. But they wouldn't only focus on those who are fasting, but feeding in general because of this hadith. Our reminders are short and to the point, and I hope what I've shared with you are words of wisdom and food for thought. Food for thought, spiritual thought, of course, in the month of fasting. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And until next time, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.